In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Today's epistle and gospel reading share a common theme, and that is human limitations. Human limitations. In the epistle today, we heard about the apostles in their early ministry and all the demands that were being made on them, and even the apostles couldn't do everything. They realized that all of the work that had to be done in the church couldn't be their responsibility. They were distracted from what should be their core responsibilities of leading the body of Christ in prayer and teaching. So they called upon the people for help. They asked the people to prayerfully discern the names of 7 men to be appointed to the ministry of deacons so that those deacons then could help the apostles. So the apostles needed the people's help in order to get the help of the deacons to fulfill their calling within the body of Christ. There's also a theme of human limitations in today's gospel reading. Consider the situation of the disciples after the crucifixion of Christ, after his death and after his burial, and how futile their situation would have felt to them, not understanding the resurrection. And it would have been very easy for all of them to simply give up, to fall into despair, because what was there that they could do? None of them could raise Jesus from the dead. None of them could bring another Christ. Not that they wanted another Christ. But there was no solution that they themselves could lay their hands upon. However, in today's gospel, we hear about some of them doing little things that they could do. Little things that they could do. Joseph of Arimathea asks for his body. And this, even though it seems like a little thing, like he's going to bury Christ, it's a big thing. He exposed himself to persecution by demonstrating that he was a follower of Jesus, openly asking Pilate for his body. And yet he braves this in order to give Jesus a dignified burial. Imagine what would have happened otherwise. The soldiers would have just thrown his body into a ditch somewhere. I mean, what a shame to treat the pure body of the Lord in such a way. But Joseph dares boldly to take responsibility for honorably burying Christ. And the myrrh-bearing women also play a role in this. Not only perhaps helping with the burial, though we don't know. Joseph and Nicodemus are recorded as the ones responsible for initially burying Christ. But the myrrh bearers come after the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is a day of rest. It's forbidden to travel on that day, in order to add to the burial honors of Christ, to add their own myrrh as an offering to honor him, to make sure that that he receives the divine, the royal burial that he deserves. So human limitations. The apostles can't do everything. They need help. The disciples before the resurrection, they couldn't do hardly anything, and yet they did what they could. I think that this speaks to us today, because we are in a situation, especially with regard to the church, where we are under severe limitations and restrictions. However, in the midst of these, we, instead of just giving up, instead of despairing, instead of throwing our hands in the air, we all ought to do what we can. I mean, it doesn't feel like much, but I can serve the liturgy for you on the live stream. And it may not feel like much to you to stand in your living room or some other room in your home and watch that live stream, but it is something. Not focusing on what we can't do, but focusing on what we can do and honoring Christ in that. And then also remembering the epistle and the lesson from the epistle, knowing that we are all in this together, that we are all here as one body of Christ to support one another, and that none of us have all of the gifts necessary to fulfill this work, but all of us together, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, do have those gifts to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that, like we heard at the end of today's epistle reading, the number of disciples will multiply greatly and the word of God increased and many come to the faith. So as we are in the midst of restrictions, let us accept humbly those limitations. Just as in all of life, even without these restrictions, we must accept the limitations that we have as human beings. But instead of focusing on them, focus on those things that Christ is calling us to do, however little, however small, in order to further the work of the gospel here and now today, to his glory and that of his unoriginate Father and his all Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen. Truly is risen.